Growing up, voting on things felt natural. Voting for which fast food to get in the back of a minivan on road trips, voting for my fifth grade president on a white slip of paper. Even now, I vote on choir pieces to sing and desserts to make with friends. It's second nature to me because I've been blessed to be raised that way. One great thing about our democracy is we can vote, giving us a voice. And as a choral singer, I know expressing yourself is empowering. It's hard to be heard in a crowded room. It's disheartening to be crushed by dozens of louder voices. It's a gift in a country of nearly 340 million people to be heard and share our voice, our opinions, our ideas through our vote. In a public Spanish immersion school, I became fluent in the language. I grew up using Spanish to serve with my family in local disadvantaged neighborhoods. Now, as high school president and co-founder of our Just Serve Club, I prepare and serve meals monthly to my community's homeless. Through experiences like these, I've had the opportunity to hear different voices. I've loved hearing and learning from the different parts of my hometown. On a small scale, this represents one of our democracy's greatest attributes, the opportunity to not just hear, but collaborate with and learn from others with different life experiences and challenges. A choir isn't one voice. Dozens of unique voices bring out their own distinct music to the table. A choir's brilliance stems from its blend of colors and sound. Our democracy lets us hear that blend coming from a variety of voices and opinions. We in the US don't just have a democracy, we have a representative democracy, which I see as a blessing. In elementary school, after explaining a relatively simple project we would complete on our computers, my teacher gave every one of her 30 students shared access to the same document. She told us we needed to complete it on the same page. Initially excited, I began to type out my work on the document, and each of my classmates did the same. We immediately found ourselves in a tangle of letters and words that made no sense. I remember the frustration I felt watching my work being deleted and the shouts of confusion and anger surrounding me. Everyone was trying to control the document, and it soon became so loud I could hardly hear my own thoughts. We had erupted into absolute chaos over a task that should have been simple. After a few minutes, my teacher stopped us and taught us a valuable lesson. Everyone has different ideas, and they aren't necessarily bad ideas. But when everyone is trying to make their idea the center of attention, it can get muddled. So, she told us, we had to find a solution for getting everyone's ideas onto the paper in an organized way. In our democracy, representation is that solution. It allows us to hear different voices without someone else's being drowned out or silenced by another. We can hear other voices without the clamor and chaos of so many people desperate to be heard. Instead of a cacophony of people forcing themselves into earshot, our representatives accept and hear all of the voices. They take a portion of those clashing voices and articulate what is trying to be expressed. I lead my school's jazz ensemble. We work with the choir teacher and perform at 2 concerts a year. Teaching those 18 teens to perform one song is one of the most stressful dynamics I've ever been placed in. Sometimes I feel I have to balance 2 different personalities, an effective leader taking control and a trusted friend to turn to. At auditions, a surplus of students wanted spots. I knew I could only accept 18 based on our available mics. I looked to my choir director for advice. Many I would turn away were my close friends or younger students I didn't want to hurt. When I desperately asked for an answer, he solemnly sat me down and told me, "As a leader, you can't make everyone happy. Your job is to make as many happy as you can." I wanted a perfect solution to make all of my problems leading go away, but there's no perfect solution. Nothing in life can be perfect. And demanding that something not have a single flaw is impossible. Applying this to our democracy, we are not perfect. No country could be, no matter how hard it tried. But our ability to see the messy of who we are, instead of condemning ourselves, rise up again and continue to build into the best we can be, trying to find solutions acknowledging all of the different voices that make our democracy great. Imperfections push us to be better and greater than we think. Sometimes I sing for the Marines on one of their bases. Being on base reminds me of the personal sacrifices required and inherent in our democracy. To preserve something so great requires us to fight for it, whether that fight is physical or intellectual. Tom Brady said, "I didn't come this far to only come this far." When I fall, when I mess up again and again, this simple sentence drives me to dust off scrapes and bruises, push myself up, and go right back to giving my all. And nothing embodies this virtue of pushing forward more than our democracy. All the work we've put in, the miles we've walked, the battles we've fought, we will not forsake what those before us have done, and we will build on that foundation and continue making our democracy great. I feel immense gratitude for the strangers and my friends and family who have sacrificed and continue to do so to preserve our democracy. Their stalwart examples highlight part of our democracy's greatness, and their sacrifices demonstrate and accentuate its worth. To speak, to listen, to represent, to improve, and to protect. A few aspects of our democracy that I love.